This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So he cocks back the golf club. I think it was a pitching wedge. Like as if he's going to smash the windshield. So he swings it as hard as he can. Now I catch the shaft in my hand.
Careful you say that around.
It came out right.
I catch the shaft in my hand and I go, Maynard Keenan.
Maynard Keenan.
This is a charity car wash. We don't smash the windshield.
What had made him?
Well, this is what he said.
So mad.
He goes, well, we do when they deserve it like this, bleh. And he sees my eyes get big, mm-hmm. and he knows he shouldn't say that word around me. Mm-hmm. But he's in too far. He has to finish it to look tough in front of some of his buddies. Uh-huh. And so he goes, itch. And I go, now, Maynard, I know you're trying to impress Vita Guerra, but that's no reason to use that talk. And I think I told you what would happen if you used that talk. And he goes, well, I didn't call her one. I said she was being a one.
Yeah.
And I was like, No, and you didn't.
I remember he actually did say.
He did call her one.
Because it is different if you say she's being one.
Someone can be being one.
That doesn't mean that she is one.
Hey, sometimes you're being a one.
I know. I know.
And me as well. But
what a sultry car wash that must have been with Vita Guerra's Brazilian rump steak.
The rumpus, yes. It was sultry, but at the end of the day, we raised a lot of money for Kevin Smith's next movie.
Did Maynard do any songs about math swirls while he was there?
Yeah, it was a lot of sacred geometry. He played the golden ratio. He did the entire Fibonacci sequence. So
it makes math scary, which I like.
Yeah, I'm so sick of feeling comfortable around math.
Hey!
Hi!
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the in... Oh.
Go ahead.
In the insider's guide.
The insider guide.
Because I don't want to have made a mistake. Okay. So now it is the insider's guide back hallways of... And I'll just do it again. The insider's guide we call showbiz. And so that's what it is now.
And that's what
because
it is
because the alternative is that I messed up. And so actually that is what it's supposed to be.
And of course at the end of that thing, which Hayes just got right, we all know what I used to say and we just sort of imagine it now. So what is it about this time of year, Hayes, that makes me want to see what's coming up next for in terms of the do I want to say teaser yet or should we wait?
Build up to it.
Should we build up to it more, or should I just say, like, in terms of the teasers?
It's,
hey, somebody getting that text message.
How do I disable? Sam, how do I disable?
Well, you might just want to click your thing over to quiet, can't you?
Sound quiet?
Yeah, can't you?
But then the teaser
won't be able to. But then we can't hear the teaser. Well, that is a prop. Okay.
It's coming.
Do we like this?
I think we
could. Maybe the listener feel like they're winning a prize.
Let's hear from them if they like it. Why we decide everything.
Yes, I'm so sick of making all the decisions about what people hear on the show. I want more. I want it forced on me more. And Scripps has been trying, and maybe I just roll over and let them do it.
It's February.
Uh-huh.
And you can smell it in the air. And it's that time of year when there's one guy who is... All his movies come out right now, and you know it's February when Kevin Costner is in the movies. And we have a great new movie that's coming out.
Mr. February. My only problem with that is it's the shortest month of the year, yes. And I feel like we could maybe squeeze in one or two more of his movies if only he would, you know, pick somewhere else. But what a great time, and I get so excited. And right when I start falling in love and remembering Harriet Tubman, then I also get to go and cool off in the theater with one of my best friends for quite some time, Kevin Kopsner, who I believe solved the drought with a machine.
And we have a sample, a little taste of his new movie called A Teaser.
It's so cold.
This is the wrong one.
It's so cold.
Oops.
The teaser freezer is nice. The teaser freezer is great. The teaser freezer has good parts. It's educational, we love it. The teaser freezer is laughs. The teaser freezer is fun. It is for thinking and learning and having fun with your friends. No cussing.
That's the good one.
That's the one that you wanted to hear.
We like that one. It's got a lot of interesting stuff in it. It is nice. It definitely has good parts.
The other one was fresh and not in the way that something is fresh when it comes out of a freezer.
Being
but
fresh
more,
like a cad.
Yes. Like
a scoundrel.
Like a rake. Now, you were going through that it has good parts. Did we mention that?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite things about the teaser freezer as a thing.
So many good parts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do talk about movies called Criminal.
And we've all been so excited for it. And if you've managed to escape this teaser up till now, I feel bad for you. Because it's been everywhere as far as I know. And it's going to even be on this show, which means, okay, now it's really something big.
And this one is – this teaser has a special name, which is called Remember, which is something we like to say on the show whenever people almost forget. We say Remember.
Remember. And then I'll also add this, from before.
And so this is the teaser for Criminal. Helicopter voice.
He's in and out of prison more than half his life. He's got no impulse control. He's unable to calculate the consequences of his actions. He has a total lack of empathy for anybody or anything. He feels nothing.
Now, this is Kevin playing against type as the meanest guy ever.
Well, because he's a pretty heroic guy in general. Can he pull this off? Yeah, guy's got chops for days.
And interesting thing about this character, he's been in and out of prison for more than half of his life, which technically, I have as well, in terms of being out.
Uh-huh.
He's been either in or out of prison.
Yes.
For a huge amount of his life.
I've been one of those two things for over half my life. Now, would I be able to play someone who has no empathy for anyone else?
Mm.
I don't know, because Kevin Chopsner has chops for days. I maybe have chops for an hour and a half. But a couple days, I feel like I would just get sleepy. So, you see the different level of movie star and why they are where they are and why I so much more often am behind the camera just calling cut.
And he's getting a brain injection.
You know who I am?
My head.
He's lying in bed. His head hurts.
My head.
Name is Bill Pope. You're an intelligence officer of the CIA.
And so this is the thing that's so messed up, confused. We just heard his name's Jericho Stewart. Now his name's Bill Pope.
Jericho the Criminal is now the name of Bill Pope, and then he is now an intelligence officer for CIA.
Which is the opposite of a criminal.
Yes. But it's a law doer. And really. So
it really is.
Now I'd be a fool not to mention that we have done Kevin Chopsner movies on this show before. We did do 3 Days to Kill, and he did also get injected with a special, brand new sort of serum.
Yes.
So this is something where this guy likes having secret needles stuck in him.
The guy's good at being injected in a movie because he'll be like,
"Oh, yeah, my head." Could I do that Well, I did it just now, but you get all the lights and the cameras set up and you need me to do it for days.
And this is well within your peak hours of the day, which is why we do the podcast when we do it.
Oh, yeah. And if a guest is running late or something like that, I think you feel the results at home, which is I just straight up give up.
Because before this, you can be a real sourpuss.
I'm mad.
You're mad.
When I wake up, I'm mad. All this crimes.
And later it...
Stop it.
And enough. Later in the day, you get almost too relaxed, chilled out.
Well, yeah.
You start to think about island music and things and...
Yeah, well, that is when I sort of embrace the bobsled team mentality of my youth. And just ease into, I don't think I'm shocking anyone when I say, the vape life, which you can actually make a funny symbol with your hands, and it's almost as good as a joke. So, I obviously have a lot of different hats that I wear, but for an hour and a half a day, I do wear the hat of just a funny man who's on point, and that's when we record.
Your daughter's name, Emma. Your wife, Jill, huh?
What did you do to me?
Hey, look at me.
So here's one thing I'm noticing about Kevin Costner, which is the hoagie that he eats to do movies.
Stuck in his throat.
It's gotten stuck out there. And it also may have gotten a little bit too spicy. It has become stuck and spicy.
There's no water anywhere. And a lot of times water can make spicy stuff worse because it just spreads it around. But... You know, his voice, if you remember in 3 Days to Kill, when he gets the injection, he was kind of like, water sticking to me. And now it's like, "Hey,
what do you guys do to me?"
Which is like when you're like, you almost don't want to let any air in or out to feed the spice.
But the important thing is the words are the same. The stuff that he's saying is like, what did you put in, you know, inside me this year?
Well, and he's also saying, what did you put in this hoagie? Because is it some sort of like jerk Cajun turkey?
Speaking to the hoagie master.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do to me? What did you do to me?
Too spicy.
Pay attention. Jan Stroop, Dutch program.
So now here's another guy that we want to know about 40 seconds into this trailer. Mm. Jan Stroop, Dutch programmer.
So Jericho Stewart, Bill Pope, and Jan Stroop.
So now these are the three characters. And also we've seen two other characters.
Yeah, but unless
Tommy
they have
Jones.
A name. Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah.
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman, who is from the Batman movies, and if you remember, he asked the famous question, why are you being so serious? Now, I hate to bring that up, because I am, as I do it, I am, of course, once again, inviting the Joker into my mind. And you are always inviting
being
him.
Being injected with...
When you
Joker
think of him,
specifically.
You're voluntarily injecting him into your mind and giving him a chance to
run around.
Cause you to embrace chaos for its own sake.
Yes.
But when I do see Gary Oldman, I'm sorry, I can't forget the iconic moment when he went, why are you being so serious?
Protection. Remember, you got him to the safe house.
That's remember from the name of the teaser.
That is all we need to know.
So, what happened was, Bill Pope was protecting Jan Stroop, CIA protection. He took him to the safe house. Something happened, Bill Pope, he died, disappeared, something
Who cares?
Happened. He's played by Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool's famous friend. They needed, I guess, put Bill Pope's memories in another brain, and they chose Jericho Stewart, one of the meanest people ever in history, to ever do so many crimes.
So I think simplify this for people who maybe haven't seen teasers or don't know what you mean. Face Off, while a fun romp, was so stupid because you can't do that with a face.
Mm-hmm.
If a face comes off, believe me, you can't just put it on another head. Mm-hmm. They're not the same size. But what they're doing is brain
and this
off.
This is not including if you go to the fair and get Spider-Man on your face.
No.
That works great.
That's fine. And you can be a tiger for a day. But what I'm talking is Travolta have Nick Cage's face. I'm sorry, Travolta's head's too big. So when you look at something like this, they're doing brain off, mm-hmm. where you can do that. Because if it's just the brain juice and memories, mm-hmm. you could basically put it anywhere, even in a baby.
You're just taking their Inside Out characters and moving them to a new house.
Yes, and we all have the same core Inside Out characters. There's a number of emotions, and you know, different ones are driving the bus at different times.
And they look like you.
And you can't...
Except for the girls. The girls don't look as much like her, but no. Everyone else has looked like their outside body.
I need you to remember.
I don't remember nothing.
Now, so in the car, he's getting the gun, shooting the gun to surprise everyone.
So I had a question. When he says, I don't remember nothing,
is who's talking?
Whose is it? Is it Bill Pope?
Is it Jericho Stewart? Is it Jan Skrute?
To say he used a double negative, which I'm a grammar freak, so I hate that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that feels to me like they're having him be a criminal. I don't remember nothing. Whereas a CIA man would be like, I ain't remember none of that stuff. You know, because that's actually the grammatically proper term.
Yeah. And they go to school, special school, to talk any language.
10 schools.
Mm-hmm. And they have different passports.
They got to change schools every few months and make a whole new group of friends.
Car splash.
Captain Picard.
Hey, swim away. And now he went to visit Girl Gadot.
Oh, yes.
Who is one of our new favorite movie. She's from Israel.
Who are you?
And she's Bill Pope's wife.
Your husband in my head.
Why?
I'm looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
And so now is a good time to explain sort of what's happening in this movie, mm-hmm. in the teaser, which is almost near the end.
Berlin, Beijing will be graveyards. People will understand there is a better way to run this world.
And they're going to blow up Washington, Berlin, Beijing.
In my head made me feel things.
Ryan is being
wrong.
Can you feel what Billy felt?
He loves you so much.
Chase after him. No kissing.
Last chance, or they die.
There's too many lives at stake. They don't matter.
They do it or marry.
Okay,
yes,
stop.
Yes, this is what I was waiting to talk about. Interesting discussion. Gary Oldman says first part. Or somebody else says, too many lives at stake. Gary Oldman says, they don't matter.
Oh, Gary Oldman. And who does he think he's talking to in a way? Jericho
Stewart.
Who famously had no empathy for anyone.
He feels nothing.
Couldn't see the consequences of his actions.
He feels
and
nothing.
Just did what he wants. Feels nothing. Oh, does he feel nothing now? Because he's feeling love for an Israel person. And the lives, what do they say? They don't matter. What does he say?
They do to me.
And here's who I think this is really talking
about. Can I
to.
Get some milk? I've heard milk is good for... Because it like coats or a Thai iced tea. Can I get some boba tea?
Yeah, he wants the tapioca bubbles. So, but that's beside the point. And they edited that part out of the scene.
Let me say my major point.
Please.
It's interesting with all the politics. He's saying these lives, they don't matter. Gary Oldman seems like what he's trying to say is some lives matter more than others.
Oof.
To him. Okay? Remind you of somebody?
Yeah, that sounded a little familiar.
And Kevin Chopner is saying all lives matter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where some of these people are saying, oh, I guess only my life matters.
Yeah. Or like me and people like me.
Me and my friends.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Only us.
And Kevin Chopner's going like, hang on. This is a pretty unassailable point. all lives do matter.
Yes. Do you disagree with that? And they're like, yeah, basically. We do disagree with
that. Yeah, or they're going, don't bring that up. Yes. Like, that's what Gary Oldman's
showing
trying to
their say. True colors, and I don't mean anything weird by that. It's just a phrase.
Yeah, that's like a friggin' Debbie Gibson song or something. But so, yeah, Gary Oldman's going like, only some, let's only talk about some. And Kevin Chobsner's like, that's not fair. And ultimately,
it's not fair to everybody.
But ultimately, he's a warrior for fairness. And I don't think Jericho Stewart would have necessarily felt that way, but no. I know that Bill Pope, CIA hero, Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool's friend, and also married to a pretty hot Israel woman, does feel that way.
They messed with me. Thought they knew what they'd get. But they were wrong.
It's getting worse. We always feel like we got out of the teaser at just the right time because it's almost like the saliva is causing the hoagie to expand.
Mm-hmm.
It gets wet.
It does sound like it's so much harder to get the sound out.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're a few minutes away from him straight up not being able to make any noise with his throat anyway. He may be able to bang on a tin drum or something.
Well, they were right about the teaser freezer was nice and it was great and it had good parts.
Oh, it's had good parts.
It's educational. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's for thinking and learning, having fun with your friends. And we checked them all off, and we forgot to open it.
Well, we didn't have to open it and get inside because this one was actually such a hot teaser that it bust mm-hmm. out of the freezer.
It melted the freezer. But we fix it.
Yeah, no, we're going to go put more wires in.
Coolop is here on Hollywood Handbook. So I'm out in the desert, standing on top of the San Andreas Fault. I have all my tools. I have the drill. I have all the examining technology. I'm ready to go. Who is not there? Cameron Esposito.
Oh, Hayes, again?
It was a mistake where I said, please come out to the desert to do a boring test with me. She thought I was talking about, like, a boring math test.
Right.
And so she went to school.
Oh, desert school.
Desert school.
Desert you.
Mm-hmm. And even that was wrong because
but this
it was,
desert
you.
But this, oh, right.
She went to dessert school.
Cookie cakes. But you are saying this story, but I have heard this story before where she stood you up. Uh-huh. For some kind of meeting, whether it was for a boring test,
yeah.
whether it was to for a dowsing of some
kind.
And
that kind. That was another, the same thing. She thought it was a drowsing experiment,
and she
which
went
I guess
to sleep.
She thought was like drowsy. And so she went to sleep. Sleep school?
Mm-hmm.
She went to a school for how to go to sleep.
Yeah. So I'm starting to wonder if she is lying to you, and I love
it's
you, Hayes.
Always
this is why
school.
I'm saying this.
It's always a different
she's
kind of school.
She's lying to you. She doesn't want to hang out with you, and she is coming up with a school every time that she went to instead of where she said she was going to meet you.
I don't believe that.
I don't want to see it keep happening.
I don't want to believe it, but I also don't believe it.
Because I haven't heard of desert you or desert you. I haven't heard of a drowsing school.
They are all real schools where you go to desert school, you learn how to find water, drowsing school, which is interesting because that's dowsing. So you would think that you would know the difference. Now I am starting to wonder if she
it doesn't totally add up.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking button,
dropping
names, the red carpet linebacker always in this industry we call showbiz.
Coolop is here. We're not even going to mention what we used to say after that.
We have all the we never used to say anything after Coolop's here.
No.
It sounds like the way he's saying that, it sounds like he's like protecting you from something we used to say after your name.
No, it's
and
just
look,
after the sort
there's
of
already
subtitle
another
of the
show that has all the jokes of your name about it is like the girlfriend joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they call you the widow, and they call you Howlap, and so many different things.
I have a strange name.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
It's funny to talk about.
Sure.
The weird names.
Yes, there's
that exotic people have.
Thank you.
Yes, why not mine that for humor?
That's right. I'm like a zebra.
We don't have to pretend it's three white guys in here. In fact, we can be proud that it's not.
Well, there is three white guys in here.
Oh, yeah. Right. Sam. Sam, could you step out of the room for a moment? I'd like to take it again.
Always. Let's think of what are the funny names. Borat's friend, Azamat Bagatov.
So funny.
It's really good. Boris Badenov.
Shiri Appleby.
Yes, good funny names.
That sounds like a dessert to me.
She got unloaded on the show. Remember?
Hayes.
She did!
I know.
What, we aren't allowed to talk about this? What happened?
We said we were going to try to get some younger listeners, and we should stop talking about loads, if only for a week. We said that 15 minutes ago.
I know, but we aren't allowed to be like, when she brings it up like that.
It comes up organically. Cool Up did bring up loads.
I prompted you saying loads.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's not just nothing.
No.
What we said was we were just gonna start talking about loads, and we didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's enough names. Cool Op. Starting a little late than people usually start, yes. And we thought that you would have this great excuse, and it turned out you
kickboxing. I was kickboxing.
She was kickboxing.
Exercise.
Why is that
seem
not
fighting?
A great reason.
Seems reschedulable.
No, it is not. It's not. Guys, my fitness. I need it. Okay.
We're starting to embrace peace on this show.
Trying to fitness dress.
Thank you. Actually, that's a great t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yes. We're always coming up with t-shirts on here. We never see them.
Trying to fitness t-shirt.
Trying to fitness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I love doing fitness because I'm trying to fitness t-shirt.
You are like,
then it should be small.
Yeah.
Oh, you're holding up a small t-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess holding it up on my body.
Oh, you're wearing it. You're already wearing it. So you did fitness, but it just doesn't fit in you, right?
It doesn't fit in me, and maybe that's the end part.
Fit on, yeah. Well,
I did fitness, but it doesn't fit in me.
I did fitness, but I'm still can't fit in this t-shirt. Well, anyway, I don't know that we love being passed on for kickboxing because we're trying to embrace peace. And we've talked a lot about fighting on this show. Mm-hmm. I, of course, taz out and have a circular fighting style that is pretty much impossible to defend against. But I've tried
it
to
becomes
put that
an animal,
piece of me away.
A tornado animal.
I see, I see, mm-hmm. I see. That's what you do. That's your
I taz out, yeah.
Yeah, you taz out. Okay.
Put his arms out, becomes so fast he becomes invisible.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's
what you see is a cloud of dust that is basically your doom if you're the one who caused it.
Does that happen often in a week, let's say?
In a given week?
Mm.
It's rare, especially because there's really only an hour and a half of the day that I'm out and about.
Oh, okay. And you're very peaceful at home, and so it's just the elements.
You are mad in the morning, but
I'm pissed off.
By yourself.
But alone. And I don't want anyone around. If anyone, it's maybe Hayes. Mm-hmm. And that's just to bring me my latte.
That's not true.
That's kidding. I drink black coffee. What's with this soy vanilla mocha frappe latticino stuff? Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever happened to a cup of coffee?
And the sizes, dude.
Talk about
so
the sizes.
Many sizes. Love.
Speak on that.
But the names of them is funny.
Yes, small, medium, large.
No, but
extra large.
The other ones.
Jumbo
the
sized. Ones. No. Yeah.
Trenton. And it's a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm?
Okay. We can have Sam do it.
We'll sweeten
Sam
it.
Do Cool Up.
Sam, we can sweeten this,
what?
Right?
Like those coffees.
Mm-hmm. Stevia. You know, whatever happened to just pour some freaking honey in there.
Nobody pours honey into coffee.
Right? Bee farmers do.
He's right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Cool Up, I'm going to ask you that if you are going to show up, please bring your brains.
Cool Op.
Cool Op.
You know, that's fearless feedback, and I invite it. And I'm excited by it.
We were getting into a new section.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Like, cool off.
Pardon, you know? Pardon. So
I don't
know
how you do it.
No, yes.
But I did do your show. It's such a fun time on your show. And Sean is going to do it. He's definitely going to do it.
I want to do it.
You got...
I want to do it.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Pardon? So you don't want to do it?
He just said that he wants to.
But that means he doesn't want to.
I want to be wanted.
Yeah.
You are wanted. You were asked to do it, and then you flaked.
I did. That wasn't flaking. I wasn't kickboxing Kulak.
Okay.
I wasn't at... I was at a job.
Yeah? Well, maybe it's my job to kick ass.
Do you paint a butt on the bag?
Yes. Oh.
Just on anything.
Oh, wow. You didn't even need him to finish.
No, I just, I paint butts, and I cannot lie.
Mm. Painting butts. All right, speak on that.
Well, I find just the human figure disgusting, except for one area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you want to kick it, because you like it so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's my vice.
Mm-hmm.
Tushies.
Yes. You know? Sometimes beauty can be infuriating, can't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
make
true.
You mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make you yell at somebody online.
Yeah. Makes you Taz out.
Makes you Taz out.
And don't say it too much.
Okay, sorry. Does it prompt?
Because he's already turning in his chair.
No, okay, no.
The chair makes it a lot easier.
To spin. Sure.
I've asked them to get stationary chairs that sort of lock in, but.
Scripps can't do that?
Yeah, Scripps don't got the budget.
Oh, unfortunately.
You do the charts. We love it.
Oh, God. I'm looking at the numbers on them and what's being on the top. I'm so into it.
Mm.
We thought, wouldn't it be fun, funny story?
Uh-huh.
We do our own chart.
And the role reversal is part of what's making it pleasing for a listener.
That sounds so great.
Okay, you like our show, there's something for you. You like your show and you're just checking out our show? Okay, well, there's something for you too.
Yes.
But if you listen to both Kulak, can you imagine?
Your hands are so expressive.
Oh, God, I wish they could hear.
Extend from your elbow out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
Yeah.
It moves separately from the upper part.
Yeah, elbow
it's
up.
Like a GI, it's like a G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So... A fun chart we want to do today is, this is a podcast, you get to do a podcast, talk about podcasts on the show. We thought we'd do the chart, the top five Earwolf podcasts that never asked us to be on them.
Yes. And that could be interesting for you, and you could sort of weigh in. Do you like this podcast?
Sure.
Do you think we'd be
did
a
you
good
do
fit
it?
For it?
Did they talk about us not wanting us to be there?
Did we come
instead?
Up in any way? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
You guys usually have a song.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one?
Sam.
Can you cook
up? How quick can you do a good song?
Can you cook something up real fast?
About the chart.
About a chart of podcasts, like top podcasts. Yeah.
Top five podcasts that did not ask us to be on them.
It's got
to
mention
fast
us.
Can I write a song?
And perform.
And record, yeah. Well, I don't want it live.
And release.
Yeah. Yeah, I want it out there getting buzzed.
A couple days, maybe?
Okay.
Okay, what if I told you didn't have a couple days? Or what if I told you you should have started a couple days ago?
I don't really have anything.
Because we didn't know Kulak was coming in here.
No,
she's got a show to promote. So it was like not that crazy that she would be doing the show
this
weekend.
Yeah, I think you could put two and two together.
I could play her.
She's making the rounds.
Her show's song?
Is that what you want? Song?
Is it about the thing we're talking
really.
About?
I mean, no. It's about charts.
Oh, Bajillion Dollar Properties about charts too?
Oh, no, I thought, okay. No, it's about real estate.
Okay.
I mean, it's just about having a good time.
And that's all the time we have for the promotion.
Oh,
we had
on.
More in the beginning yeah. that was set for it that
oh.
you kickboxed it away.
It's my fault. I own up to it.
So.
What's the box part of that?
Ah.
Isn't it really just kicking? Mm-hmm.
Right. But maybe in olden times, they didn't have gloves, and they used just parcels to protect their hands.
As gloves.
Oh, maybe that's how they send the mail to your neighbor.
Okay. Like, it punches it forward?
Are you ready?
Kicks it, but yeah.
For the song?
Yeah.
Right, sorry.
I can play a song.
Because I noticed you using the computer.
Yeah, did you finish?
Lyrics, or you just need a song?
It has to have lyrics, so sing over it, please. Top 5 podcasts don't want us to be on them.
Okay.
Are you the music guy, or is it the other one?
These are the top... What was it? These are the top 5 charts you didn't want to be on.
No, they didn't want us on there.
Yeah, we do want.
We do want to be.
Or we might
again. Yeah.
Yeah, try
we,
again.
Or we might. Yeah, we don't. Yes. That's smart.
That's a sick beat.
These are the top 5 charts they didn't want
no,
you to be
not
on.
The charts.
Not the chart.
This is a chart.
It is a chart of the top 5 podcasts.
Oh, the top 5
that
podcasts.
Didn't want me and Hayes.
Okay.
The Kulap probably knows people do it.
These are the top 5 podcasts they didn't want you to be on.
No.
That's great.
That's
the decision to...
But you see what we're dealing with. You think we're going to get closer than that? It's the kind of thing where if you give him another note, then he'll get further away in a different direction.
He decides to start speaking just as the extremely loud horn comes in.
Yes.
And the part that's much quieter is...
Sorry.
And I know you did that on purpose. So. Top 5 Earwolf podcasts that have never even asked anyone about our availability to be on them.
Haven't checked in any way.
How do you know that? Perhaps it didn't reach you. Perhaps you were unavailable. You've been out of the country. You've been out of the state. You are busy men.
What do you want to call it? Because I feel like even if I'm out of the country,
didn't try
my emails hard. Going through. I think they're going to have my email a lot of times.
They're going to have it.
Yeah.
They're going
to. So, number 5, Scarborough Country. You done that one?
I sure have.
Okay. And what's the story there?
Yeah, was that cool?
Yeah. It's 2 twin brothers.
Really? It was cool. Okay, great.
Real cool. Going to do it soon.
Oh, doing it again.
Making the rounds.
Roughly how many times would you say you've done it?
I believe this will be my third.
Third, okay. Mm-hmm. That's more than 2.
Like third base, a sports thing, which is one of the sports things
wow.
I know about.
Well, Hayes, it's almost as if you know a ton about sports.
And the show is sports, right?
And you're within the Earwolf family.
Mm. I know a lot of these guys.
Holy fucking shit.
I know.
I don't know anything about sports. That's so interesting.
See, that makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Because you put me on the show, listen to this. Mm. Shaq. Tiger Woods, Gretzky, Derek Jeter, Pele, CJ Miles, Wilt Chamberlain, Gretzky, the French headbutt guy, soccer.
Ostertag.
Greg Ostertag and Andre Agassi. Mm. And that's every single one.
And that is the full conversation.
That's all
he
the
can
guys.
Get. And if he knows he's going on, he can get that time down.
Yes.
Yeah, like Sam and the song?
Yes, it's just a little preparation. Wouldn't take me very long.
Right.
No.
Do you want me to say something or?
No, we don't want, that's the thing is we don't want you to have to say something.
We want them to
want
be excited about
us. We
want
to be us. Wanted on the. Right?
Yes.
I want you to want me.
I think
song?
Actually what I listen to now, because I'm a little kid, is the Jason Derulo one. You know what I mean? And he's saying want you. And so that's the reference that I would use because I'm a young boy.
Yes, you're a millennial.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one after. I'm like a millennial's
you're
baby.
You're Z.
And I sort of almost have to look after him.
Ah, you tend to him. You're his keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I can be a little sweetie myself.
A little sweetie?
Yeah. I mean, it's true. I can. What do you say to the... Is there any truth to the rumors that Hayes is a little sweetie, even though he can act so tough?
I find him to be a big sweetie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hayes.
Strong sweetie.
Yeah.
That is sort of what it is. A muscular sweetie.
So, wiry, lanky sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And like, then what? Let's talk about me.
Sure, let's get there. Let's get there.
What are we thinking?
Yeah. Do we find... What kind of sweetie, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great question.
I think you're like a sweet tart. And I want you to
a sweet tart sweetie.
Sweetie. Sweet tart sweetie.
Sweet tart sweetie.
Because there's a tang to you.
Yeah. And
right?
It's not always going down smooth.
Well, I disagree. I think sometimes you don't want just sweet. It's so saccharine. Mm-hmm. You want a little twist.
Yeah. And isn't a sweet tart the realest candy?
Oh, wow. I haven't thought about
that. It's being real.
You always know a sweet tart's going to be honest with you.
Yeah, it woke up like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly right. What you would say.
I think that's right.
So,
and sinewy as well.
Right. A sinewy sweet tart sweetie.
Yeah.
You're not happy with that.
No,
upset.
It's good. No, I was thinking about my new character that I was maybe going to do for the photos.
Photos?
Guy with an okay body who wants to take his shirt off.
Who's taking these photos? Is it for the Earwolf website?
Sam keeps us here for an extra hour to take photos after we record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for his portfolio and ours.
Have you seen this portfolio?
No, but I see. I mean, he's making good money off it.
It's on a head-mounted camera.
Oh,
so he can kind of get involved.
The angles are unreal.
It's how he can, like, have his hands free.
I see.
Yeah.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Most people use those cameras to, like, jump out of an airplane to ride a mountain bike.
Well, sure. This experience can be just as exhilarating.
It's fun.
And you guys call this a photo shoot.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's told us. And I want to help.
There's a camera and a gun.
I want to help the guy get into a good school.
Sam? What are you doing? I feel like you're taking advantage of them.
No, I'm making some art.
Oh, okay. All right, he's making some art.
So, moving on to the... Do you guys have a new song for every one
for
of these?
For the numbers, too?
Well,
are the numbers a song?
I mean, there is songs that have numbers in them.
Okay.
Okay.
This
oh,
I
here
gotta
God,
listen
here
to.
The glasses are...
You got my attention.
This is when he really wants to listen to something.
Cuckoo.
Oh, wow. You know, when we have a music chart, there's a new song per entry, right?
So it's like best song about number four.
Wham.
Well, yeah.
Which one is that?
The
Any
song
good
wham.
Four songs?
I can think of one, but I don't want to sing it.
Can you just say the lyric? Or just say
the
title
of it?
It's so lame.
Yeah, and my fear is now that you've put the sunglasses on, you've gotten a little bit too cool. And this is the thing that I worry most
about.
And
I won't sing a lame song.
That we are starting to hear. We're almost at 1 o'clock, which is when it was basically island time for Sean.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah that is when I do initiate sequence island time.
What happens in island time?
Not a whole lot.
Oh, that's the point, right?
Kiddo. Shooting you straight.
Oh.
Coming from the hip. I got to tell you, not a whole lot.
There's a lot of shooting straight from the hip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When it's island time, which it is not yet. It is not island time
No, it's
yet.
Not. And so I can't
it
sing
is
this
island
lame
time.
Song. And it's literally the only song I can come up with the number four in it. Does anybody else have one?
No. Mine would be
looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
Okay. I don't know that song.
You haven't really heard that? Bucky would sing it sometimes.
Next on the chart, Spontaneation. We have the guy on here three times, four times.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he only wants experienced improvisers doing his show.
Here's my suggestion. Let Janet Varney get some sleep for once. What kind of slave driver is he to make Janet Varney do a show over and over and over again?
It's
Let me be Janet Varney one time.
Show. Give his one crack at Janet Varney. I think he'd nail it.
I would do really good.
That does seem
Mark
egregious.
Mark McConville might be busy. He might, I mean, I don't know the guy. He may have a family or something.
I certainly hope not.
I can say something, guys. Maybe they're all each other's family.
Did you do that once?
I'm gonna do it. Bring it up. South by Southwest.
You're doing that one.
I'll be the person he interviews. I'm not.
Are you doing it because you're an experienced Chicago improviser or something?
No. I'm not. He's interviewing me. I'm not improvising.
Okay.
So, is that better?
You've got so much great stuff to say in your interview.
So are you saying I'm not saying great stuff?
No,
now?
I'm just saying maybe you're not attacked. The only one.
I called you a sinewy sweetheart sweetie, and I just feel
like to be honest, when you walked in, you complimented Hayes on his glasses hair combo. You complimented me on the frames of my sunnies.
Yeah.
And what did I say to you, Cool Up?
You said, but I don't know if you believed it. Well, I couldn't tell if you were genuine.
Well, that's the tart piece. but let's just go over what I said on paper.
I remember.
You said something like you like everything about me.
Yeah. Something almost exactly like
something
that.
Something exactly like that, and don't make me pick.
Yeah, you did say that last part as well.
Next on the chart, Rana and Beverly.
Okay.
I've been on that, yeah.
You've been on that?
Okay.
Oh, that's fun then. What was that? Two people kind of being characters?
Maybe there would... How about this? There would be two people doing characters to two people. Maybe that would be too much. No?
The number too much? Because the other times you said two, it was the number two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what they're thinking.
And this time you're not even offering to say anything to them. So this feels like this is a done deal. You're coming up with why it just isn't a good fit.
Why it's not going to
happen. Which makes me think they did bring us up on
that. Why it would be weird and just like sort of.
So you believe during my appearance.
Yes.
You know, Book and Ivy a year ago when we didn't really know each other very well at all, that it would have come up in the podcast.
She admitted it,
Sean and Hayes. That came up.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that Sean and Hayes.
And actually, if you hear what you just said, you just said exactly what did happen.
She admitted it. And I never
but
said that.
But you're saying, like, I'm cock-blocking you, but what?
Whoa. You're going to make Hayes talk about loads again.
And that does seem like...
But that doesn't bother
an
me.
An amazing opening to do a load in. That came out wrong.
Oh, Hayes.
And see, now I've got stuff coming out wrong. Like a load. That came out wrong.
No, Hayes, please. You're in a load loop.
Well, she started talking about loads.
I know she did. Wait, and I'm going to talk to her about that separately.
But I didn't. I just prompted him again. But I didn't say loads. I never said loads.
Cool.
Because it's my job to say.
Game of he said, she
it's
said,
my job
said,
to say
he
loads.
Said. I don't want to play he said, she said on this podcast, okay?
Next one. Kevin Pollak chat show.
Never been on it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Is it still exist?
Great question.
Is it still exist? We are wondering about this.
Is this real life?
It's on the main one. Daniel after dentist, member. Damn Daniel after dentist. That's what you're saying, right?
Oh, yes, I am. Sorry. Remember? I lost myself.
Remember?
Oh, God.
And I was showing sunglasses on his forehead, so it's like the invisible man lives on his forehead now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and his eyes are so wide.
Mm-hmm. It's because he's natural prey. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see people coming up trying to attack
when
you.
When I hear a predator kickboxer is going to be in the area, I need to be on high alert.
So his eyes move.
Because I am naturally, I'm evolutionary, I'm a victim. So,
yes.
And so I need to be able to see. And if you see, they're set a little wide over on the side too. My peripheral vision is better because I can't have someone coming from just any angle at me. I need to escape.
Wow, you're so alive.
Yes, well, I am in a state of fight or flight at all times.
Sounds like it's mainly flight.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's mostly what I picked. Just because I'm so fast. I cruise.
Never not funny.
Yeah, well.
How many of these have we done? They've done like 3,000 episodes of that show and they have not come to us yet?
I'm doing it on Monday.
Oh.
And some of these people, and I almost don't want to say this, I don't think they even know we are a thing. That's the impression I get.
It's possible. Our shoe is barely, it's like up so high on the wall, number, it's almost in the clouds.
You're yeah. bringing up our the shared shoe.
Our shared shoe.
Yeah, there's two of us on one shoe.
Brett's
meanwhile,
got like seven
Cody
shoes.
Has two of his own shoes.
You're complaining. Cody's about got shoes.
Cody's got his own shoes, multiple shoes. We're sharing a shoe.
And now let's go outside and look at the wall. Oh, I don't see anything of us up here on the wall. Oh, but here's two of the same Who Charted poster.
It's not yeah. the same.
The poster's so nice, we put it up twice.
It's not the same.
There's one in Adam Sachs's office that's the same as the one that's over there on the left, and he's supposed to be liking all the shows the same. He's not supposed to have a favorite.
That's what he wants to think about when he's at work in his office alone.
He's supposed to be liking the shows the same.
He's supposed to like them all the same.
Okay. I think so.
He's
the teacher. He is the teacher.
He is teacher. So even if he thinks one student did better on the test, he's not allowed to say it.
Or he should say it privately, which is what he does with us when we mess up.
Yeah.
When do you guys mess up? What
a couple times.
What did you do?
Sean got out of control once.
Is this spinning? Was this?
I tried to Taz Adam and he put me in a headlock. Made me fall asleep.
Okay, so I'm not as scared at your Taz. Then if you...
Well, it was a slow Taz, just based on time of day, and I had had a big lunch with a lot of starch, double starch.
Rice that other and guy, potato. That other guy, Chris, that is two offices away, has a printout of just the How Did This Get Made logo framed on his wall. And I'm supposed to come in here and like think that everyone loves my show just as much.
And I'm going
to
be a professional. I'm sorry. That's not how it works.
Number one on the chart. Oh, this is a surprise. It's supposed to be a podcast. This one's a TV show. Bajillion Dollar Listing. Nobody.
Hang on a second.
That's not even the name of the show.
Wait, why did we think it was a podcast? Oh, because every podcast person is on it. But it's a TV show. That's fun.
And so it snuck onto the list of things that never want us to be on them before.
Didn't even talk to us or know if we're around. I have a question about Bajillion Dollar Listing.
It's Bajillion Dollar Properties?
Bajillion Dollar Property Man. Brothers. So when you're...
Bajillion Dollar Property
so
Brothers.
Yes, so how much of Parts was on it roughly?
How many
just one or two people on the show?
Just one or two?
You know, I just maybe...
How big a cast?
Okay, the main cast is just seven.
Yeah, but for the
only
entire run of this
in the
series.
Main cast.
Just only like 100 or so.
100? Is that a real number?
It's a hundo. Is that preferable?
And go through, Hayes, and just find some of the ones who maybe only had like a line. And I just want to know if...
Hang on. Okay.
I want to know...
I'm
and
going
I
through the show. You can't
cool
hear it.
Cool up to look me in the eye and tell me they're funnier than me.
Okay, all right. This is hard. But
okay.
And I will take the sunnies all the way off.
Adam Scott was on it. He is funny.
Yeah. He's funnier than I am. Better actor, too. Good looking guy.
Nick Kroll has got a huge amount going on.
Yeah, it does.
He's had his own show.
Yeah, and maybe more than one.
Gillian Jacobs funny, and she can also like do dramatic
and
stuff.
And is involved in stuff, and she probably raises the visibility
but Gillian
of the show
dollar
in a way
properties.
I can't really do. Yeah, but Gillian, yeah, that's funny. You maybe could make that joke on the show.
Patton Oswalt.
Fucking huge.
Yeah, so many Twitter followers. I could see how that would be.
People go to him for
a lot of these people help the having them on helps the show in a way that having me and or Hayes would not.
Even both.
Even if you got both of us, wouldn't really do anything. Somebody else?
Weird Al.
I love him.
Josh Groban?
Yeah, he had a big recording on.
Does he like to do comedy stuff? I thought he was just a singer.
Is he able to be funny too?
Yeah.
But everyone can only do one thing.
What is the one thing you do?
I guess just not be able to answer that question.
Did you have a starchy lunch again? A double starch lunch?
Yeah, had some yucca flour.
Yeah.
Just dry yucca flour?
Yeah. And coconut meat.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Island time starting earlier today.
Well, it is actually in island time now. I forgot to tell you when it had crossed over into island time.
Mm.
And as you like to always point out, it is island time somewhere all the time.
It's island time somewhere.
Well, cool up. Have a great time with your show.
And those people sound great that are doing it. And I, at one point, wanted you to have to look me in the eye and tell me that they were a better choice for the show than me. But now I
now
no longer
it seems like that would not
need
be a
it
fun
and I,
experience.
And I'll just trip on down to the mirror and do it for myself. That came out wrong.
I mean,
that's good. I'm back.
I think you guys would be great realtors.
Okay, yeah.
Don't
I could see that.
Yeah, just like...
Instead of calling it small, I say it's cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right?
That's one of my moves.
You spin something that's not good into something good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a great opportunity this one is.
And also...
When it's not.
Well, it's a fixer-upper.
Oh.
And also the supposed...
With charm.
The supposed... I'm just getting so upset.
Six spos.
The spos shows to be about. Shows supposed to be about.
Oh, he's angry.
Reality show. Mm. And Sean and I did a reality show podcast that was very unpopular. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
When you got to the end, you remember.
I got mixed up.
She may not know that.
Whether that was good or bad.
I like that podcast.
For the show to be unpopular.
I like that podcast. And I liked your Shark Tank.
Too little, too late.
Okay, well. Wait, doesn't it make. Okay. Normally artists like when you compliment them. Why do you guys take it to this like...
A funny thing I say is, so you were the one.
Okay, right. And that's also the punchline to a joke Alf would tell. You can look it up. It's in the Alf movie.
There was an Alf movie?
Yeah, they did make a movie mm-hmm. a few years after the show.
Alf on the Shelf. Mm. Christmas movie.
The shelf is like a shower shelf. Anyway, the joke is... And Kulop, you can be the patsy. And I've already told you the punchline, but what's the difference between, and this ties into the shelf, what's the difference between toilet paper and a shower curtain?
I don't know.
So you're the one.
Who wiped your butt with a shower curtain?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The pro version goes to Cool Lucas.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And...
He's one of our listeners. We actually have a number where we know all who all the listeners are. It's not who charted over
by
here.
By name.
We don't need a chart.
But you did do a chart. You did a pretty...
Yeah.
I'm just saying you did a chart.
And what does he get today? Cool Lucas.
Oh.
Cool Lapis.
Okay, yeah. Is that what he gets?
I think it is.
No, just that joke.
No, he just gets the Cool Lapis joke.
Oh.
Probably better coming from you, but...
Well, what? From who? From her?
From her, but we're out of time because of the whole kickboxing fiasco.
It is not a fiasco. I let you guys know that this was happening, and I just feel a little... Like, I feel a little beat up on it, okay?
You got ambushed, huh? Kind of thing you wish you had had some kind of kickboxing class to prepare for.
Touché.
Face. Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.